Obviously, we're big fans of Daniel Gill here on the Big Sports Breakfast, but I was recounting a lunch I had with Ian Healy up in Brisbane, where there is no bigger fan of a bloke called Jared Fletcher than Ian Healy himself. And Tomo has sent a text in saying, "Hey boys, can you ask Jared Fletcher if he's aware of the extreme man crush that Ian Healy has for him?" Cheers, Tomo. Well, let's ask Jared Fletcher himself. G'day, Jared.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Heels is a massive fan of yours.
Yeah, mate. He trains out of our gym, so, mate, he's a top bloke, Healy. And, yeah, I don't know about the man crush, mate. but, no, he's a really good bloke and a great supporter of mine.
Yeah. He is, mate. He's a good man to have in your corner, mate. Although I reckon you've got to work him a bit harder. He's getting larger and larger every time I see him.
Mate, he works ridiculously hard. He's not a young bloke anymore. Yeah, you know, he's in his 50s, and he gets in the gym and flogs himself. And there's him and the CEO of my sponsor, Larry Murphy. They're both about the same age, and they just get right into each other. So it's quite funny, really.
Very good. Hey, before we look forward to Gill, let's go back to Danny Jacobs. The WBA middleweight title fight. Unfortunately, you lost that one over there in Brooklyn, Jared. But what did you take out of that fifth round stoppage?
Oh, mate, I got caught early. You know, the biggest thing to come out of that fight is my defence. I've got to tighten up on it, and I've got to concentrate for the full 3 minutes of each round. I got caught with a massive shot in that first round, which should have sort of knocked me out and put me out. But just the want and I just wanted it that bad. I sort of got through and I kept fighting on. And I never was back to sort of 100% after that first knockdown. And
right,
I got caught again in the fifth. So the main thing to take out of that is just I've got to tighten up my defence. You know, the hunger's still there. I still want it more than anything. So, mate, this final and third is going to be massive.
I think people have got to remind themselves, boxing's not about how many punches you throw, mate. It's about how many you avoid.
Yeah, mate, that's right. It's hit and don't be hit. Yeah. So, yeah, we knew Jacobs was a big puncher. But like I said, I lapsed concentration for that split second. I got caught today. No, that's boxing. It happens. I've been back in the gym working my butt off, and like I said, I just can't wait for the 3rd of December.
Now, you've sparred against Daniel Gill quite a lot. Where does the threat come from Daniel Gill? It's probably a little bit different to Danny Jacobs in that it's lots of punches coming at you.
Yeah, but that's it. Daniel, his work rate is phenomenal. He comes into every fight so prepared. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real. And I'm not kidding myself. I know that. When I get out there, I've got to work as hard as I've ever worked before. And, mate, it's going to be a really tough night in the office. But, you know, everything's going well for me. Me and the team, we're all confident. So I've just got to make sure I put it all together on the night. And, if you go off our sparring, it's going to be a very, very entertaining fight. So, mate, I just can't wait.
Yeah. It's strange you say that because we asked Daniel the same question last week when we had a chat. You spar each other so often. Do you actually get do you think, I beat him in that spar? Or, he beat me in that spar? Or, you know, what sort of gauge do you get?
Mate, like I said, going off the spar, I just know it's going to be a really tough fight. There's no sort of winners or losers in the spar. You might sort of think one time you get it over him, or the other time you don't. But sparring and fighting are two totally different things. Daniel might get out there and just fight totally different to what he spars. So, I've got to be prepared for whatever Daniel throws at me. I've got to stick to my strengths out there. So, it's going to be a tough night in the office, but I know that much.
Does the friendship make it harder?
Once that bell goes, it doesn't matter if it was who's across the other side of the ring from me. So, it does a little bit. It's funny, you know, when we do the press conferences and this and that, and you got to do the stare downs, I last about 2 or 3 seconds, and then I'll piss myself laughing because, you know, you can't stare into a bloke's eyes for that long. unless you want to absolutely kill him or give him a kiss. So, and at the moment, I don't absolutely want to kill Gilly. So, mate, it's quite tough, but mate, it's all part of the game.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's a hard bloke to hate, Daniel. That's the other thing, too. Hey, Jared, I know this is a do-or-die fight for you, but what are you doing jogging around Nudgee Cemetery all the time?
It's funny that I put that in the paper. I've never run around the cemetery there. They
I was about to say, there's a really good golf course there. It's nice and flat you can run around.
Yeah, nah, boys. I don't venture over that way too much. It's just for the photo shoot. So
right.
They write what they want in the papers.
It's a good line anyway.
That's good. Jared, it's going to be a big fight. You've mentioned it. We've been promoting it quite a bit down here. Obviously, there's the Team New South Wales v Team Queensland. It's December 3, the Wednesday, out at the Horden Pavilion. Yours is the feature bout, and it's one we're very much looking forward to. Good luck with that, Jared.
Thanks very much, boys, and thanks for having me on.